From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The nation's jobless rate held steady last month at 9.7%. Employers cut 36,000 workers from their payrolls. As Daniel Carson reports, it's unclear to what extent last month's snowstorms on the East Coast may have influenced the jobs picture.
There's been a lot of fuss about how the snowstorms affected payrolls. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports more than 1 million people did make it to work, but not every absence causes a drop in employment. In fact, on balance, analysts consider this an encouraging report. Manufacturing, for example, added 1,000 jobs, an improvement that Dave Ressler, chief economist with Nomura Securities, says can have a ripple effect.
We're looking at a recovery in manufacturing at last that could be setting the stage for a broader-based recovery. If manufacturing is going up, it won't be very long before we start seeing gains in a lot of service industries like shipping, wholesaling, all that will go up.
Economists say whatever job losses occurred because of Mother Nature should be restored in the March employment report. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Six people were killed. More than a dozen others were injured today when a tour bus traveling from central Mexico to Los Angeles hit a pickup truck, then rolled over on an interstate highway south of Phoenix. Arizona Department of Public Safety officials say the six were thrown from the bus in the accident that occurred on the Gila River Indian Reservation near the community of Skescotin. The accident closed both westbound lanes of I-10 while rescue crews worked to aid the injured. The mishap triggered a chain reaction that also led to other vehicles crashing. Investigators are still trying to determine why a California man opened fire on two federal police officers last night, slightly wounding the men. The 36-year-old suspected gunman died in the shootout. NPR's Tom Bowman reports authorities are still trying to determine why the man drove across the country to carry out the shootings.
The FBI and Pentagon police are calling John Patrick Bedell the lone shooter. He pulled out two 9mm handguns and opened fire. The 36-year-old man from Hollister, California, was shot by police and later died at a Washington, D.C. hospital. The Associated Press is reporting that Bedell's parents told authorities he was upset and might have a gun. An FBI spokesman would not confirm that report. But the San Benito County Sheriff's Office tells NPR the parents filed a missing persons report back in January, saying they were concerned he was a danger to himself. Meanwhile, the two Pentagon officers wounded in the attack, Jeffrey Amos and Marvin Carraway, were treated and released from a hospital. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Consumers, after a record stretch of declines in their borrowing, apparently felt comfortable enough to take on a bit more debt in January. The Federal Reserve says overall consumer credit rose by just under $5 billion. The better-than-expected consumer credit numbers, along with better-than-anticipated jobs figures, helped send the Dow up sharply at week's end. The Dow was up 122 points to close at 10,566 for the week. The Dow was up 2.3%. This is NPR. More strong aftershocks in Chile nearly a week after a magnitude 8.8 earthquake there that caused extensive damage. In the city of Concepcion, a magnitude 6.6 jolt that lasted nearly a minute sent people fleeing into the streets. Last Saturday's earthquake, along with a tsunami, destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes there and also destroyed bridges, roads, and toppled buildings. There are reports the government has revised down its initial death toll of 800 from the quake, but the actual number of individuals killed in the tremblers still is not clear. In January, former British Prime Minister testified before an inquiry into the Iraq War. Today, it was the turn of the current British leader, Gordon Brown. Larry Miller has more from London.
Gordon Brown admits he was not aware of every pre-war development, but he insists he supported the invasion because Iraq had breached UN resolutions.
We cannot have an international community that works if we have either terrorists who are breaking these rules or, in this case, aggressor states that refused to obey the laws of the international community.
Brown was Chancellor of the Exchequer in the Iraq War period, controlling Britain's purse strings. He refuted claims by former military officials who said British forces were sent into battle without enough equipment. Brown said he never turned down a request from the armed forces. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Apple's latest product, a touchscreen tablet computer, is now scheduled to hit the market early next month. Apple says it expects the first iPads to begin arriving in U.S. stores April 3rd and to be in 9 international markets later in the month. With a 9.7-inch screen, the iPad is designed to allow users to surf the web. Prices start at just under $500. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.